Second hour, Darren Dunnick and Chase. We are live at Nissan Stadium. Big, big day. Big announcement you just heard from the commissioner, Gary Bettman, to end hour number one. The heavy hitters continue. Darren McFarland, Willie Dunnick, Chase McCabe, and president and CEO. You can follow him on Twitter. You should. It's free and easy to do. He's a great follow. Sean Henry now joins us in our radio booth. Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing just spectacular. What a great morning, huh?
Awesome morning. I mean, beautiful day here in downtown, and a beautiful announcement. As the questions have finally been answered. We finally have the answer, right, of when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? Well, it's going to happen, February 26th.
You know, I'm so glad because now I don't have to answer everyone, you know, that is so slighted that we don't host every single national event. But, you know, our fans drove this. It really is that simple. I said that on stage. You know, the story of our franchise is all about the passion of our fans and how much they love this team and the relationship that we have together. And it was easy to bring the draft here. It was easy to bring the All-Star game here. It was easy to kick open our front doors during the Stanley Cup and just transform Nashville to a 100,000-seat arena, if you will. And then we're going to do it once again, you know, with this great showcase.
What's interesting, and you have these conversations all the time, but, you know, like somebody like the MC today was Jackie Redmond from NHL Network, and we had her on the show last week, and she came and did pregame last night at Patron Platinum Club, and just the perspective, and that was her first Predators game, which, one, I was surprised. I feel like now it's like everybody's been to Nashville and everybody's been to a Preds game. So it was kind of a surprise to hear that. But just what people think they're going into, that's the amazing thing, right? Like, there was a time, Sean, as you know, where it was like, you know, especially up north, it was like, oh, nobody even cares. Now it's like, not only do they know that everybody and what it's like, they've got their own vision of what they're walking into.
Yeah, it's funny because it used to be you walked in just thinking, oh, it's going to be a sleepy building. No one knows hockey, blah, 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 blah. And you left like, oh, my gosh, that was the greatest experience of my life. Now you come in. This is what always concerns me. You come in
the bar
expecting
is high.
And you've
the greatest
built, right, you've
life.
Built it way up.
Yeah, but you still leave with that wow. And it's nothing we do. It really is because our fans are just spectacular. They just make it so much fun. And, you know, the best things that we do in-game, we're fan-driven. And, you know, every year it seems there's one more thing that comes about. The latest one was the Paul McCartney Let It Be song on the goal review. And that was just generic. And then the flashlights go out, like the old concerts. And every year there's something new that the rest of the world looks at and says, oh, my gosh, only in Smashville.
So. Yeah. Isn't that cool when something organically happens?
Yeah, because, you know, we all try to force it, right? It never works as well as when it's true, you know, granola. So it's neat.
Now, I have been told from other people that there are some
sources.
Sources say.
We have a scoop.
But haven't, I mean, other buildings, the organic part is interesting because I think we've seen all around the league that with the Jumbotron, there's some things that a lot of rinks are doing that they weren't doing 15, 20 years ago. It's like there were some traditions, hey, we don't want that. Now, pretty much everybody is doing that. But the organic chants and things like that, you can try to do it. You can try to even get people to start it, but it's really hard to do that, right? I mean, that's why what makes our
group
special.
You can do it. Like, yeah. I mean, you can do it, and you force it, and you force it, and you force it, and it's never going to take off. It just won't. It has to be something that comes out, you know, of the group. And, you know, the few things that we've tried that have failed miserably are normally things that we think, oh, this is a great idea. Let's just go do it. And we don't bring it to our fans. We don't let them round it out. And normally they fail, and they deserve to fail. But it is fun to see how our game is celebrated differently in every venue in America now. It used to be – I love the term non-traditional, by the way. Everyone apologizes when they say it. I like being a non-traditional team because where is it more fun? Here? Vegas? Tampa? Or the boring Rust Belt cities? I won't say them. Like, my friends all think they invented hockey because they're from New York, right? And I would tell them, you know, you're coming to a game, that's great. You're going to have a better time on this Tuesday night against the Islanders or Rangers or Devils or Bills than you've ever had at another sporting event, period. And they quickly, you know, are you kidding me? I went to the 96 World Series. I went to blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, at the end of the game, if I'm right, you be the judge, you pick up the bill. If you're right, I pick up the bill. I have yet to pick up a bill. My favorite line was from a friend of mine who was a Ranger fan, and we grew up watching games together. He said, this might be the greatest place on the planet to watch your team lose because we had to beat them that night. And you love hearing those things, but even better than that, it's fun when you go into some of the buildings that really were holding on to some tradition in an odd, strange manner, and now they're doing the things they used to mock and make fun of. And it's because of all the success of some of those newer market teams.
Speaking of Rangers, in the house tomorrow night.
You know what? Arena. No coincidence I may have mentioned the Rangers three times, but yeah, tickets still available, and it is always fun. I actually, as much as you know, talk about non-traditional new teams, I love hosting the original six teams. I really do. You know, sports are about history. It's about generation to generation. And, you know, for myself, I mean, that's the team I grew up following. Pretty dumb kid growing up on Long Island following the Rangers, not the Islanders. But it's always special to have an original six team come in, because you will always end up with 50 to 100 people that have never been in Nashville before. And they do walk out just saying, oh, my gosh, this is the right way to play hockey.
The four of us will take that experience from the Cotton Bowl and keep that the rest of our life. We'll never forget that day. It was an incredible day.
We'll try to forget the third period, but that's...
Well, I'm talking about the experience. The experience, yes. Yeah. Not the result.
Yeah, Debbie Downer, old Willie here. Sorry, yeah. You're talking about the pageantry of the party, and you're talking about spilling wine on your dress. My gosh.
So, for people who haven't been able to experience that, February 26th, they're going to get that opportunity starting tomorrow when tickets go on sale for the public.
Yeah, so, of course, our season ticket holders had the first right at tickets and, you know, blew it out of the water. But there are still going to be, you know, 20, 25,000 tickets or so available to the general market. I bet half of those are taken up by people from around the country that don't want to miss it. But I don't care if you have never been to a hockey game, never been to a football game, never been to a live event. This is an event you don't want to miss because, as you said, Dallas, it was just spectacular. I mean, we played in all the history of the bowl there.
Cotton Bowl.
Cotton Bowl, thank you. Drawing a blank because I was mesmerized with the corn dogs on the fairgrounds. And
and the pigs.
And the pigs. But it was so cool to watch that. Yeah, but watch that venue transform. We're used to seeing UT play there, you know, and Coach Fulmer, you know, succeed there. But to see our ice in the middle of that stadium, it was amazing. We're all used to Nissan Stadium a little bit differently because we come here all the time, but it's going to transform. And as Burke Nihil said, it's going to be really fun to see this thing painted gold. And he said, as long as you promise to paint it back, you know, blue and red. But it is. I mean, so, again, if you hate sports, make sure you're at this game. It's one of those things that your grandkids will talk about you being at this game because some memory is going to be made. I don't know what it is yet, but it's going to be spectacular.
And we have the template as a city, as we know, but I thought it was really important that Gary Bettman said, this isn't going to be just the one day, the one game. There's going to be a lot. He said a week long, which is really interesting. The Stadium Series has been around for a while. I don't think it's ever been a week long thing before. This is going to be a new thing, but we know that our city can handle it.
Well, if you remember, the All-Star Game used to be a really fun two-day affair, right? Mm-hmm. You'd come in on Saturday, you'd go to the NHL Experience at a convention center, and then you would go in for the skills competition. You'd go enjoy dinner that night, and you'd come back for the All-Star Game and normally leave in third period. And, you know, the league challenged us, said, you know, let's change what we do. We changed the format of the game, went to 3-on-3, and we started that party on Wednesday, if you remember, and we opened up our doors. You know, we weren't playing in front of 17,000 people. We played in front of 60,000 people. And I don't even know how many concerts we had. I think we had 30 free concerts outside. The NHL Experience was both inside and outside. The weather cooperated. Like, we were living right that week because God smiled on Smashville. And, you know, ever since then, that's become a lot more than a two-day, you know, celebration. L.A. followed us. Tampa followed us. But what I said it on stage, and Steve Griggs afterwards, you know, was unkind to me what he said. But he's right. When I was in Tampa, everyone came up to me and said, my gosh, this is an incredible weekend. This is one of the best weekends I've ever had, but it's no Nashville.
Oh,
and you love throwing the party of parties, but I also like that we changed how it was celebrated and everyone's leaped forward from there. We did the same thing with the Stanley Cup, as we talked about, and we're going to do the same thing with this. This has always been a great event. The setting's beautiful. Every city it's been to opens up their arms and they welcome it. We're going to do all that, but we're going to start our party a little bit earlier, and it's going to last a little bit longer. And the hurt from that party is going to last a little bit longer, too. You know, you heard Ron Haney say it. You know, we all can't wait to be in Nashville. And everyone knows it. This is the best city in the league, without exception, because of our fans. They make it so. It's a welcoming place. You know, we had a fight in our crowd the other night, and you know, we're getting blown up on social media. And why? Because that doesn't happen here. It just doesn't. That's
shocked.
What made it so odd.
I know.
The last time we had something like that, David Legman was in the face-off circle, if you remember. We were playing San Jose. And he wouldn't take the face-off because he was looking up at the crowd. Like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? Because you don't see it here. And I like that that's the exception. And the norm is, what a fun place to be.
You know how I know you're dead on with what you just said? I knew exactly who the opponent was. I remember the game. I mean, if you can remember that, then you know.
Yeah.
it's a big deal. It's isolated, and that's a big deal. I mean, I knew you were telling you were talking about the Sharks game.
Yeah, I mean, like my parents can name the two things my sister did wrong in her life. They can't do that with me because I was every day. Like, they couldn't keep up. But really, it's when our fans make it such a wonderful place to be for our team, make it a little intimidating for the visiting team, but always fairly welcoming, you know, to the 100, 200 people from out of town.
I have to ask you about
my sister?
No, but the commissioner was talking about how young people especially absorb the content from the games around the league. The moment last night, to me, I mean, it was a great win. Tanner Jeannot scored the game-winning goal. But that's not the play that's going to be remembered and absorbed by the most people, I don't think. It's when he absolutely leveled Drew Doughty, and the lead-up was even better. He hit Doughty. Doughty was like, okay, that was you. I'm coming back at you. And he got completely flattened on the ice. Just those little five-second clips, that it reminds you of Derrick Henry. I mean, this guy really is a guy that you want to watch every night.
And, you know, we knew what he was becoming last year, obviously, you know, how we handled the expansion draft. And it's fun now to see him break out of the division we were in last year, where it was just the same teams over and over and over again. And now the rest of the league is going to learn who he is. And he really is something. And that was a fun interchange between the two of them afterwards. Because, you know, growing up, I'm sure, you know, he looked at Doughty as, you know, one of his idols.
Yeah,
and heroes,
Canadian Olympian.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's always fun when you see that young guy that not a lot of people know about yet, you know, meet one of the legends of the game. And there are great, great pictures of, you know, Gordie Howe doing it to fill in the blank. And that, you know, torch gets passed. And it was in my side of the ice. I sit on 105, and it was right in front of me. And I hit my wife. I tapped my wife. And I said, you look at that. Look what they're doing right now. And it was that fast interchange that happened three or four more times. And then he scored. And it was funny, you know, how they interacted. And that's what I love about our game. That's what I was talking about, the original six. It's that generational passing of the torch and the stories. But I think you're right. As fun as our goals were and some of Saros' saves were, it was that interchange and that hit, clean hit, that something that people are remembering about and probably has more social imagery than anything else on our ice the last night.
I just was impressed the interchange that Willie went from you and your sister and your parents to Tanner Jeannot. That was
perfect segue.
I mean, that was perfect.
It was good. It's very good.
We don't do awkward segues on our show, right? We're the four amigos.
Sean Henry, the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators, is here with us. So this, I could look at this from being the Nashville native, but I think this is really, really cool that on February 26th, you will be able to say that all three major pro teams have played in this building with the Titans, Nashville SC, and now the Nashville Predators. I don't know how many cities can say that, playing in one building.
It's funny, in my head, I'm trying to figure out who else could claim that. You know, maybe Shea Stadium with the Jets, Yankees, Mets. I'm struggling. You stumped me.
That's
for a sport historian.
Yeah.
Maybe the Metrodome, I'm sure. I think the Wolves actually played one game there once.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe like the Nassau Coliseum had a lot of different teams.
Yeah, the Nets and Islanders, but
they had soccer there. You remember the indoor soccer for a while? But we're not talking about the big, you know, three big ones.
And I guess the cool part is it's within the same year, like the same season.
Yeah.
Like you will have had that happen. So
gosh, you're just throwing craziness out, but you're right. But now the rest of the day,
Nick
I'm going to be stumped on this.
He's getting the game notes in his mind ready. Hey, let's look that up.
Yeah, and the Silverdome had two of them. You got us, buddy.
A lot of twos.
A lot of twos. Do we have three?
You know what? Wrigley Field had the Cubs, Bears, and the White Sox had to play a game there once that.
Baseball teams, definitely.
And Northwestern played there.
Northwestern, yeah. We can bore the listeners all day long with me rambling through. About this?
Yeah.
I bet the Astrodome's another one.
So not necessarily how you're going to do this, but how excited you are for the cool part of taking kind of the game ops of Bridgestone Arena, making it that is what makes it the home barn and the fun things, and then transferring that here to make it unique to the game and it being a unique game, but also still feeling like a Predators game. How fun that's going to be.
It is going to be fun. What I'm more excited about that is kind of the underlying storyline there. You know, for, you know, too many years, you know, the Titans and the Predators both existed, and we liked each other and hoped each other did well, but we didn't do a whole lot together. And that changed, you know, probably 4 or 5 years ago, right around, you know, when Burke and I started working together a little differently. And we were really excited to participate in the draft, you know, and support it. They did the same thing with the All-Star game. And it's fun to work together with another sports team. And we're not even talking about SC, who has to, you know, be pretty aggressive with their own schedule to make sure they didn't have home games that week. So it's all three of us coming together to create this opportunity. But even better is how closely our staffs will work together for the months leading up to this. They will pay some dividends far beyond the stadium series game, because the closer we are, the better we are. There's no doubt about that.
So I'm not asking the what's next question, because I know you...
Well, I was going to throw it to you guys, because every time I'd come on, I mean, the day we announced the All-Star game, you, on air, said, yeah, well, when are we going to get the...
What about
game first? Like, Eeyore here pops in.
Well, because I know we're getting that already, so what's next?
But I remember Gary was asked that question when it was announced we were doing the All-Star. He said, guys, can we at least take down the All-Star decorations before he asked me what next? And he said then, there is no doubt that Nashville is positioning itself to host every event that there could be. And, you know, now we're going to have to retread some of them.
Right. That's what I was getting at. Of now you've kind of gone through, and I mean, I guess a Winter Classic could be in the fold at some point in time. Yeah, I think scheduling's...
Winter Classic to do in this stadium will be near impossible now that the stadium or the NFL's gone to 17 games.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does make that harder. We were working on that for a long time, but everything has to align in a certain manner, and then you have the bowl game as well. But I like things right in Nashville. But when you start thinking about the Winter Classic, well, you know, maybe you start looking at the Super Speedway. Maybe you look at Neyland Stadium. Maybe you look, you know, bigger. I like that for the showcase. What I don't like about it is you lose the heartbeat of Smashville. But Smashville really is wherever this team is.
Do you have, like, a secret board in your office that has, like, all these events and, like, the wish lists and stuff? And can I see it one day?
Yes and no. No, I don't have a whole lot of secrets.
I would have predicted that answer.
Yeah, I know.
Come in my office. You can find a file in my office. I'll give you $100 for everyone you find. I'm kind of known for not keeping any pieces of paper ever on my desk or anything worthwhile, because guys like you come snooping in.
Yeah. I would
and
never
snoop. Being environmentally conscious, right?
Environmentally conscious. Yeah. The only thing I have in my office that's somewhat interesting, besides pictures of my kids, I have a quote wall, which you write great quotes up on, from historic figures to people in the office. And someday you might make that wall, Chase.
I might.
I will let you know when you do.
And that'll be a good thing, I hope.
Will send you a picture of the wall in a little while. Well, that's an awkward silence for all of us, guys.
We're holding our breath on that one. I don't think that one's going to happen. But we'll see.
Ye of little faith.
Thanks for doing this. Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, thank you. This is something we could all talk about all day, right?
Yep.
One-on-one. It's a beautiful, beautiful day outside. I have no desire to go back inside. I'd like to sit out here all day. But thank you. You know, you guys have been with us since day one. You built your station around us. And you guys are really responsible for so much of the fun things that we're known for. And we celebrated last week. You know, we signed a new deal, which I don't even know why we signed it. But we basically signed a deal in perpetuity, which is maybe the greatest word you can forge when you have a real partner. And that's what you guys are. So thanks for being part of it.
Thank you, Sean. Well said. Sean Henry, president and CEO. As the commissioner said, he is definitely one of the top 32 in the league for sure. Now we'll just need to find out. We need to find Gary's list, right? Where does he keep the list? Where does he really have everybody ranked?
Yeah.
Where's everybody ranked? All right, we'll come back. More of Darren, Donnie, and Chase next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.